there shall be showers of blessing. This is the promise of love. There shall be seasons refreshing, sent from the Savior above. Showers of blessings, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us all falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sons of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant to us now a refreshing, come and now on thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we confess, now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. One more time. Showers of blessing, showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we plead. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's just sing one more song before we go into the word here. Number 486, Make Me More Like Thee. Amen. Jesus, make me more like Thee. That is my heart's desire daily. Amen. Make me more like Thee. Give me a heart that's filled with Your love, and make me more like Thee. Jesus, make me more like Thee, and give me a heart that's filled with Your love, and make me more like Thee. Let's just stand as we sing it one more time. Oh, make me more like thee, Jesus, make me more like thee. Oh, and give me a heart that's filled with your love, and make me more like thee. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you to the musicians. I appreciate that. Amen. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer as we approach his word. Amen. Let's just bow our heads. And if anyone has a need on their heart, just share your plea unto the Lord and he will meet it this morning. He's still on the throne. He's still working miracles. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the song service, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the privilege to be in your house today. Lord, we come among saints of like precious faith. Lord, those that are counted, O Lord Jesus, as your bride. Lord, we thank you for your mercy that rewrote our life, your mercy that was extended to us, Lord Jesus. We thank you this morning because it's only by grace, Lord Jesus, that we stand here this morning. Nothing that we have done, no merits that we have done, but your grace, your abundant grace, Lord. Lord, we thank you for allowing the saints to be here this morning. Bless those who weren't able to make it today. Be with them, Lord Jesus, in whatever circumstance that came up. Lord Jesus, bless those that are here today. I trust they came with an expected heart to receive from you. Lord, I come to look unto you, not a man, not any other human being, Lord Jesus, but we look unto the supernatural God. Come, Lord Jesus, take control of this service. Meet every need, Lord Jesus, whether it be financial, spiritual, physical. Meet the needs this morning. You are still a miracle working God, Lord. We commit the words into your hands, Lord Jesus. And Lord, I commit my vessel into your hands. May you come, Lord Jesus, and take control. May the Holy Spirit be in control. I'm not a speaker. I'm not a preacher, Lord. You are the speaker, the Holy Ghost. You are in control, Lord Jesus. We trust you, Lord Jesus, this morning. And we look unto you, Lord Jesus. We pray that you may bless everyone this morning. And Lord, let us not fail to give you praise, honor, and glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us go to the Word this morning. We're going to read from Galatians 5, verse 17 to 26. Galatians 5, verse 17 through 26. I trust you are glad to be here this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians 5, 17 through 26. For the flesh lusted against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that he cannot do the things that he would. But if he be led of the spirit, he are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lavishness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of which I tell you before, as I have said, as I have also told you in the time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. You may be seated. Amen. Now I'm going to focus my message on Galatians 5, verse 22 here. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. Amen.
Amen.
The title of the message this morning is the Christian character. Amen.
Amen.
Christian character. And I trust that's our desire. We want to have the godly character. Amen. In our life. And I won't hold you long this morning, as I did in times past. And the Lord kind of spoke to me about that. So trust this morning it will be a short message, and it will be straight to the point, and may receive it with how the Lord revealed it to me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's turn to Psalms 27, verse 1 through 14. Now remember the title, The Christian Character. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms 27. Verse 1 through 14. The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom I shall fear. And the Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Amen.
Amen.
Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident.
Hallelujah.
One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life.
Amen.
To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple.
Hallelujah.
For in the time of trouble, amen, he shall hide me in his pavilion. Amen.
Amen.
We are inscribed in the palm of his hand. Amen. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock.
Hallelujah.
And now shall my head be lifted upon above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord.
Amen.
Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek he my face, my heart shall said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek.
Amen.
Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O Lord, of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, those are human vessels. They can forsake you, you know. But the Lord never forsakes his own. Amen?
Amen.
He always claims his own.
Amen.
Then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemy. Deliver me not over unto the will of my enemies, for the false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breed out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord.
Amen.
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 Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord is always on time.
Amen.
He's never late. We just have to be patient, wait, and wait on him. Amen. And Again, the title of the message, The Christian Character. Now, the word character, the meaning of character is the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. The mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. Each individual has a character of who they are, of the makeup of who they are. Now, in Hebrews 1, verse 1 through 3, we'll read that here. Hebrews 1, verse 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son,
Amen.
Whom he had appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds,
Amen.
Who being the brightness of his glory and express image of the person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had made himself purge our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. And they're talking about the Lord Jesus Christ here. And the word in verse 3 here, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Express image in the Hebrews means character. The character of Jesus Christ, as we can see. And it has been said that every man is a sculptor of his own career and his life. You know, we create what we want in life. So we are our own creator of what we want in life.
Amen.
That is true to a large extent. But with the Christian walk, it's different. A Christian gives himself to the Lord, and the Lord undertakes to work in him the character that he needs in him. Amen?
Amen.
We can't be led by our own direction. We need the Lord's leading.
Amen.
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 Now, character is a victory. Character is not a gift.
Right.
It's a victory. It's molded. And man, every man and woman is measured by character. And God, when he comes in and his Holy Spirit takes control, he molds a character that is fit to rule. And he molds a character that aligns with his word. Amen? And no individual is born with character. It's not something you're born with. That's why it's a victory. It's molded day by day. As you progress in life, you grow. There's different characteristics that come about and different things you learn. And then it molds a certain character. And a man that's without character is an insane man. He's probably going to the demonic side, because character, when you don't have it, you're not fit to rule. Amen? And we can see that a lot in the world today. Many things, we see a lot of leadership lacking the character of God, you know. And it's God that places that character. And saints, we ought to lay aside every weight and every sin that besets us, and persevere in the great work of mastering ourselves through the power of God. Amen?
Amen?
And developing a godly character, the character that God can approve and reward.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And it will take the mighty hand of God to fulfill this.
Amen.
We cannot do it on our own. And I believe, and I stress it a lot, that's why we need the Holy Ghost within us. Amen?
Amen.
He's the conqueror of conquerors. Amen?
Amen.
The best thing a believer can do is anchor their soul in Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Once you anchor your soul in Jesus Christ and his word, there's power in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said, he gives you the Holy Ghost, but as a Christian believer, you have to take a step. And the flesh is always contradictory to the Word of God. It doesn't want to align with the Word. So you've got to sometimes take a step across the line. And when you take that step, and walk in the path that God has set, then he's able to fill your heart and give you his spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Because remember, saints, we are written epistles read of all men. Every day you're living, somebody is watching your life.
Amen.
Every day you wake up, everywhere you go, there's somebody watching you. And we are a reflection of the light of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's what we reflect. We are heavenly beings, just temporary living in this earthly vessel. Amen. Amen. But our heavenly home is bright and fair.
Amen.
That's where we're going. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, the Christian walk and character, as I said, is molded. And it's not a world of pleasure. You know, today that's what surrounds us so much. Entertainment, pleasure, and so much carrying on. But the Christian life is a battlefield. You fight for every inch of ground that you gain. Every day you wake up, there's a battle to face.
That's right.
And Satan's always there to bog your mind, to stop you, but you've got to press through.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Right,
and the Christian life is a molding and carving. It's a preparation for our heavenly home. Amen? We are being molded into vessels of honor for the Master.
Amen.
And the pruning certainly is hard, as a farmer does with the trees that are about to grow in springtime and wintertime, probably after the harvest. You got to prune some of the trees and branches for it to bring more fruit. And a Christian walk is the same way. God has to prune us daily. And he has to mold us, perfect his image in us.
Amen.
And it takes a molding that's a process. And we don't like that process. Because it's against our very nature. You know, it's contradictory to our flesh nature.
That's right.
Amen. Now, the Christian also follows the voice of God. That's what we're looking onto. There's many voices today in the world. There's the voices of truth and false voices. But if you don't have the anointing and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost to lead you, you'll be led astray from the path that's right. Amen? So, stressing again, the Holy Ghost is very important. Listen and believe the voice of truth, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. His word is there. He's gave us his word to read daily. As they say, read your Bible and pray every day.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. You trust that? Amen?
Amen.
Now, character describes what type of person you are. If you're looking at the Lord Jesus Christ, what would you look at? You look at his spirit. And what his spirit was. And we see it typed through the scriptures that through his ministry, Jesus reflected the spirit of God.
Amen.
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 The spirit of his Father, he reflected it.
Hallelujah.
He acted like Jesus Christ. He walked the walk of Jesus Christ. He was led by the spirit of God. And he did only what the Father told him to do.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's right. Hallelujah.
And we can see he reflected the image that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
He does not change. Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Now, God never judges a man or woman by wealth or popularity, but we are judged by the callous on our knees, the times we seek the Lord in prayer, get down, face his name day and night.
Amen.
Staying in the presence of his word.
Amen.
But today there's so many distractions and busyness. You know, we are caught in the busyness of life, and it's understandable that we can have so many things that are preoccupying our mind, but there's a still moment that we can always set aside for the Lord.
Amen.
You know, And we sometimes neglect to tithe of our time. You know, tithing is not only with money or with offerings, but time also. You know, we have to give the Lord also the time that He deserves. And we have 24 hours in a day, practically. And if you take 10% of 24 hours, it's about 2 hours and 40 minutes, which we are supposed to dedicate to the Lord. But we sometimes lack in doing that. And I'm the first to admit, you know, I don't do it as often as I ought to, but His grace is sufficient. Amen?
Amen.
May we pray that we become more like Him. Make me more like Thee, Lord Jesus. Amen? Give us more unction and leadership of Your Holy Spirit to be sensitive to when we don't have enough time to give to Him, and reflect back and, you know, set your life back in priorities of what's your priorities. Amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ didn't claim to be a great person. He said He did nothing but what the Father showed Him. And when the Father showed Him anything, He did it. He didn't contradict it or reason with it. He just went ahead and did it. Amen? That's how we ought to be. Even though He knew people's thoughts, because many times we think about what other people are thinking, or are we ashamed of this? But when God says to do something, we just ought to do it, not reason with it. Because there's a blessing in store when you have obedience to the Word. Amen? Now, character is a part of your soul. Character comes from your soul, you know. It's separate from your body because character is something that's molded within. And our character is from above. When God places His godly character in you, it's from above.
Amen.
Because all Christians come from above. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus said, I am not from below, I'm from above. I was from below. If you were from below, your subjects would fight within you. As you see it fighting, there's always a fight within. And this fleshy nature doesn't want to give in to that heavenly character, because it doesn't like to have discomfort. We love comfortability.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
We love that.
That's right.
But every man that is born of the kingdom of God is from above. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now there's joy in Christianity in the character of Jesus Christ. There is joy in it. If you look at the word joy, we talk about Christian joy and the heavenly joy. If you really break it down, joy has a meaning, you know. And I would advise you to write this down. When you look at the word joy and you break it down, it starts with J-O-Y. And in order for a Christian to have joy, truly joy, is to place Jesus first. Jesus Christ first in your life. He has to be first in your life and priority in your life. In Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Amen.
When you look at joy, it says Jesus, then others, and then yourself. When you break down the word joy, Jesus, others, and yourself. Eternal life is living for others. And in order for a Christian to have joy in their life, they ought to be living for others. What are you doing to take somebody to heaven with you? Take somebody in the heavenly places with you. It would be a joy to go to heaven with somebody. Say, I want a soul to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It feels an abundance of joy in your heart. Amen?
Amen?
And if you can always remember to have joy in Christ, if you can always put Jesus Christ first and put others before yourself, you'll have joy in your life.
Amen.
And I know that is contrary to the human mind, human nature. We love ourselves, for sure. Our greatest enemy is ourselves. The word says that the greatest enemy I face is myself. The man you look in the mirror, or the woman you see in the mirror, is the greatest enemy. Because your soul always contradicts what God wants.
Amen.
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 Now, there's a mission God has called us to do. As he did to the disciple, he commissioned them. Let's turn to Luke 9, verse 1 through 6. And look at the commission that Jesus gave the disciples that we ought to reflect. Luke 9, verse 1 through 6. Luke 9, verse 1 through 6. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves, nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide and thence depart. And whosoever will not receive you when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for testimony against them. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We are gospel walking in this world. We are testifying of Jesus Christ. Everywhere we go, our life, our testimony, our character testifies of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 As you can see here, the disciples were commissioned to go out, cast devils, heal the sick, and preach unto for the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Every day you're living, you're preaching something to somebody in this world. The day you walk, every way you go, you are reflecting something.
Amen.
So we have to be conscious of what reflection we are giving. Amen?
Amen.
That's right.
The disciples were fishers of men. They were passionate about saving souls. Amen?
Amen.
I believe we all want to get to heaven with the soul we want to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And that is a Christian character. Fishers of men.
Amen.
Say, Lord, lead me to a lost soul when I walk this world. Amen?
Amen.
Because a soul is worth 10,000 worlds.
Amen.
Can you imagine that? 10,000 worlds created is the worth of one soul. And we sometimes overlook that because of our self-righteousness. Lord, help us. Amen?
Amen.
Now, the Christian character depends upon Christ. In 1 Timothy 5, verse 5, I'm going to read 1 Timothy 5, verse 5. First Timothy 5, verse 5. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusted in God and continued in supplication and prayers day and night. Now the story here is talking about a widow without a husband, you know. When you're alone, it's a lot more challenging to do things. You have to struggle and it's not easy on your load. There's a heavier burden on yourself. So they talk about a widow here that continued in supplication and prayer day and night. And sometimes we lose our grip on God. I'm going to read a story here, a passage here of a man that went on a mission trip to Haiti and just try to help us get back in line with what our grip on God. Amen?
Amen.
Now, there were several men that went on a mission trip to Haiti where they met a 19-year-old Haitian boy who loved Christ deeply. Amen. He impressed them so profoundly that they invited him to the United States. They invited this young man to the United States. And upon arrival to the new world, he opened up before this young man's eyes. He was so shocked at the new world, you know, from Haiti to the United States. He had never slept between two sheets of beds there. He never ate three meals on one day. And never used indoor plumbing. And he never tasted McDonald's. This is a young boy back in Haiti. Back in Haiti, he lived in a mud hut. While traveling the United States, this godly young man made many new friends. And at the end of the six-week-long visit to the United States, his sponsors hosted a farewell dinner in his honor. After dinner, several members of the group offered warm parting remarks with voices that cracked. Then they asked the young Haitian man if he would like to say something before he departed from the United States. He was here for about six weeks. Yes, he said, as he rose up. He said, I would. I want to thank you for inviting me here to the United States. I have really enjoyed my time in the United States. But I am also very glad to be going back home. He was really glad to go back to Haiti. He mentioned, he said, you have so much in America that I'm beginning to lose my grip on my day-to-day dependency on Jesus Christ. Here is a deep and profound question I believe we all must ponder. Do we have so much that you find yourself losing your grip on a day-to-day dependency on Christ? Or worse, have you lost your grip on Christ? When we have so much that we don't need to depend on Christ, we will not. It is part of maybe a curse of the human nature. And as I said, our natural tendency is to depend on ourselves. Depending on Christ is an act of the will of faith. It's not the natural disposition of our heart. We don't want to depend on Him. And we should be depending on the Lord Jesus Christ. That is a profound question. Amen. Have we lost our grip on Jesus Christ? Many times we live in this world, everything is so easy, and we forget the sufferings of other people because we don't see it. And then we lose our yearning and our heart's desire to pray, seek the Lord. May we not get to that place. Amen. May the Lord shake us to always depend on Him. Amen. For unmet need. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's good, brother. Amen.
Are we led by the Spirit? In Romans 8, verse 14, ask yourself the question, are you led by the Spirit of God? Amen? The Christian character again, coming back to the same thing. Are you meditating on the Word of God? Let's read Romans 8, verse 14. That really touched my heart, that profound story there of the young man. Amen?
Amen.
It just shows us that sometimes we take what we have for granted and we lose our grip on the Lord Jesus Christ. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are sons of God. I believe we all are part of the bride and we should be led by the Spirit of God. And we ought to yearn for that leadership of the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Day in, day out, we should yearn for that.
Amen.
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 In Luke 2, verse 25. Lord, lead us. Amen.
Amen.
Day by day, lead us. I'm just touching a few scriptures on how we should meditate on the Lord and yearn for His leadership here. In Luke chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. and the Holy Ghost was upon him. We look at Simeon here. He was told that you'll see the Lord Jesus Christ before he passes away. So his heart was yearning and waiting. He was going to the temple day in, day out, always looking for the Lord. Are we looking for Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Are we waiting for his return? Amen.
Amen.
We ought to ask ourselves that question. Amen.
Amen.
In Psalms 1, verse 1 through 2. Psalms 1, verse 1 through 2. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinner, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let us meditate day and night on the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 37, verse 4. Being led by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm going to read a passage here from a great man of God here, A.W. Tozer. It reads, meditate on the word. Psalms 1 verse 2, his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law that he meditate day and night. Meditate on the word. Every problem that touches us is answered in the book, the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Stay with the word. I want to preach the word, love the word, and make the word the most important element in my Christian life.
Amen.
Do you want to do that? Amen?
Amen.
Read it much. Read it often. Brood over it. Think over it. Meditate over it. Meditate on the word of God day and night. Amen?
Amen.
When you are awake at night, think of a helpful verse. When you get up in the morning, no matter what you feel, think of a verse and make the word of God the most important element in your life.
Amen.
And in your day. Amen?
Amen.
The Holy Spirit wrote the word. The Holy Ghost itself wrote the word. These are words written from God himself. Amen?
Amen.
And if you make much of the word, he will make much of you. Amen?
Amen.
If you take the word so precious to your heart, God will hold you so precious in his heart as well. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
It is though the word that he reveals himself between those covers is a living book. Is the word a living word in your life? Amen?
Yes.
Are you living and brooding over the word? God wrote the word, and it's still vital and effective and alive today. Amen?
Amen.
God is in this word. The Holy Ghost is in this word.
Amen?
Amen. And if you want to find him, go into the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Let the old saints be our examples, the old saints of old, Paul, Simon, Peter, Matthew, John. Let those be our examples, amen, as Christian,
amen.
Christian examples. Those are the best examples we can see in the Word. They came to the Word of God and meditated. They laid the Bible on the old-fashioned handmade chair, got down on the old scrub board floor, and meditated on the Word of God. Amen?
Hallelujah.
And as they waited, faith mounted. As you wait on God, your faith is mounting in his word. Amen?
Amen.
The spirit and the faith illuminated God's word. They had only a Bible with fine print, narrow margins, and poor paper. But they knew their Bible better than some of us do.
Amen.
Today with all our helps and technology. They had only fine paper, small margins, but those Bibles were so precious to them. and they knew the Bible more than we do today. Lord, help us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's practice the art of Bible meditation. But please don't grab the phrase and go out and form a club. We don't have to be organized. You know, meditate your Bible, dwell in it, but don't become a parrot or somebody just quotes words and scriptures. Be a living word. Amen?
Amen?
Be the living word. We are already organized to that. That's what A.W. Tozer said. We are organized already to that. So let us meditate on the word, but don't create an organization. Just meditate, he says. Let us just be plain, thoughtful Christians. Let us open our Bibles, spread them out on a chair, and meditate on the word of God. It will open itself to us. Amen?
Amen.
I believe God will reveal his word if we are dwelling in his word.
Amen.
And the Spirit of God will come and brood over it. I do challenge you to meditate quietly, reverently, prayerfully for a month. He just challenges you to meditate quietly, reverently, prayerfully for a month. Put away the questions and the answers and the filling in of the blanks lines in the portions you haven't been able to understand. We can't understand the whole word, but put away those aside and let just the Lord speak to you in a still small voice. Amen?
Amen.
Put all the cheap trash away and take the Bible. Get on your knees and in faith say, Father, here I am. Begin to teach me. Amen? He will surely teach you about himself and about Jesus and about the Spirit and that life and death and heaven and hell and about his own presence. He will teach you everything you need to know. Amen?
Amen?
If you say, Lord, teach me. Lord, open your word unto me. He surely will do it. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I trust you enjoy that. Amen?
Amen.
Now, bad company corrupts good character.
Mm-hmm.
Your surroundings, your influence corrupts a good character. We're going to read in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. I'm coming to a close here. First Corinthians 15, verse 33. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
Amen.
Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners.
Amen.
Leviticus 20, verse 26. I trust you enjoy the word and the scriptures of the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Write these down and ponder them in your spare time when you have a chance. Amen.
Amen.
Leviticus 20, verse 26. And he shall be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy.
Amen.
And have served you from other people, that he should be mine. Amen?
Amen.
So, when you need to have the character of God, you have to be separated. Amen?
Amen.
And it creates holiness in our life, the character of God. It's supposed to. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus Christ is our standard.
Amen.
Not what people do. Amen? He's the standard that we follow. And I'd like to read another passage here of holiness and separation from a great man of God, Andrew Murray. He says, holiness and separation. And he reads Leviticus 20, verse 26. And he shall say, be holy unto me, for I, the Lord, am holy, and have severed you from other people, that he should be mine. Andrew Murray, I guess it's the book, Holy in Christ. He writes here, separation is not holiness, but it is a way to it. Though there can be no holiness without separation, there can be no separation that does not lead to holiness.
Amen.
It is of deep importance to understand both the difference and the connection, separation and holiness. Amen. We still live in this world and we have to interact with people, but we have to be separated from a sinful atmosphere. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It is important to know the difference that we may be kept from the right-hand error of counting separation alone as holiness, and as well as the left-hand error of seeking holiness without separation. The Hebrew word for holiness partially comes from the root word to separate. But where we have in our translation separate or sever or set apart, we are set apart for the work of God. Amen?
Amen.
The word for holy is used exclusively to express that special idea that we are set apart for the work of God. And though the idea of holy always includes that of separation, it is itself something infinitely higher. It is of great importance to understand this well, because of the being set apart of God, the surrender to His claim and devotion and consecration to His service is often spoken of as constituted holiness. Amen? We cannot too earnestly press the thought that this is only the beginning. Holiness itself is definitely more. Not what I am or do or give is holiness, but what God is and what God gives and what God does to me. Amen? That's holiness. He makes an image of Himself in you. Amen? It is God's taking possession of me. Amen? That makes me holy. It is the presence and glory of God that really makes me holy. A careful study of the Word of God to Israel will make it clear to us, amen, that He makes us holy through injecting His Word within us, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holiness is the highest attribute of God. I'm going to repeat that again. Holiness is the highest attribute of God. Expressive not only of His relation to Israel, but of His very nature. God's nature is holy. Amen? And His infinite morals are perfection. Amen?
Amen?
His morals are always perfect. God places the Christian character and morals within.
Amen?
Amen. That's holiness, amen? And we trust God that He's making us holy day by day, amen?
Amen.
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 And the Christian character now, last passage here, it follows the Holy Ghost, the one true God, the Christian character. Many times people go their own way and they want to take detours in life. They say, I want to go my way or the highway, as they say. And that's all fine and okay, but your way is contrary to the Word of God, contrary to the nature of God. And many times we take our own way, and at the end of the road, we realize God's way was much better.
Amen.
It's a sad sight, but Lord, help us to follow the leadership of what You want us to go, the way You want us to go. Not our way, but Your way.
Amen.
He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen?
Amen.
And no man cometh to me except my Father draws him unto me. Amen?
Amen.
And He has given us the Comforter, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
To take us through this journey. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are you following the Holy Ghost, the one true God? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. The last passage here, in Exodus 20, verse 3, it speaks of no other gods. Exodus 20, verse 3. This is from Dwight L. Moody, a great man of God as well. Amen. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Amen. Now this is what it says, the passenger. People who live in America think there is no such thing as idolatry. They think they have to go off into China, Japan, or some heathen country to find idols. Don't flatter yourself. We have idols in America.
Yes, that's right.
So many idols people are looking at, and Hollywood is the icon for that. So we have idols here. I trust our idol is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Got to be a fan for Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. He's my greatest fan, Jesus Christ. Amen. You have not to go far to find idols. You will find 1,000 idolaters where you find one true Christian who worships the God of the Bible. Amen? We should be worshiping the God of the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
Anything that a man considers more important than God is his idol. Anything that a man considers more important than God is his idol. A man may make an idol of his wealth. A man may make an idol of his wife or his children. A man may make an idol of himself. Lovers of self, pleasures, and vain deceit, vain doing. A good of many have done that, made an idol of themselves, of their wealth, of their family, of their call. Anything can be an idol. Shopping, you know, anything can be an idol. That's why we need the Holy Ghost to balance everything. Amen? They think more of themselves than of anything else in this world. They worship themselves. They revere themselves. They honor themselves. Self is at the bottom and top of everything they do. My. I hope we're not getting to that place. Amen? Then there are good many who worship the God of pleasure, as we can see in this world today. Look at the young men and young ladies today, how they bow down to the God of pleasure. They want to have a night in the ballroom, and you may rather have heaven. They want to have a night in the ballroom. They don't want to have the glories in heaven. They don't care about anything. They say, give me a night and satisfy me in this world. And I care nothing about the world to come. You're not looking to their final destination. Where are we going? Because the Bible tells you where you're going, where you come from, and who you are. Amen?
Amen.
There's no greater book than the Bible. This is the book we live upon. It's what we feed upon. Amen?
Amen.
It is our daily bread. Amen?
Amen.
I ask the question, what is your God? What do you think the most highly? Oh, that the Spirit of God may wake us up. If we are trusting any idol, if we have some idol in our heart, may God tear it from us. Because God says, thou shalt have no other God before me. Amen?
Amen?
The sin of idolatry is one of the worst sins. In that book, there is more said against idolatry perhaps than any other sin. God will have the first place or none. Yet there are many a great people trying to give God second place in their life. They say business has got to be attended to. I have to attend to my soul's wants. Instead of giving the soul the first place to Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
We take a good deal better care of our bodies than we do our souls. And my, ain't that the truth? The soul is the most precious thing. Amen?
Amen?
You know that very well. Most people think a great deal more of their life than the life to come. They think a great deal more of the gods around them than the God of the Bible and the God of heaven. Lord, help us. Amen?
Amen.
Help us, Lord, to think more about you than any other thing. Amen? Now, as the musicians will come here, I'm going to read the last scripture here. Psalms 23, verse 1 through 6. The character of Christianity, amen? Psalms 23, verse 1 through 26. 1 through 6, sorry. is a very common scripture, but it bears repeating. Amen?
Amen.
We read it so much, but sometimes we are stirred up by the remembrance of the Word of God. Amen? That's the human mind. We forget things, and sometimes stirring it up by remembrance gives us a new, fresh refilling of the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Psalms 23, verse 1 through 6. This is what emulates a Christian character. Amen? The Lord should be your shepherd. He is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Amen.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul daily, day out, day in. Amen?
Amen.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen. We should yearn for the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Amen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I believe we are walking in the valley of shadow of death on this earth. Because death is always looming on the human mind. It's always there, you know. As they say in life, they say death is actually a guarantee for the human person. And we don't want to think about that. But I believe there's a greater thing than death coming.
Amen.
God has given us life more abundantly.
Hallelujah.
And this body will rise again and see the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
So death to a believer is just another dispensation. A transfer from another dispensation. From our earthly home to our heavenly home. Amen?
Amen.
Our celestial body is waiting for us. And I can't wait. Amen?
Amen.
So don't worry walking through the valley of the shadow of death. God is always with you. Amen? I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I believe his rod today is his word, the Holy Ghost. They are comforting us and guiding us. Amen? Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemy.
Amen.
Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over.
Amen.
Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Amen? And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let us always yearn to dwell in the house of the Lord in his presence.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let us stand. Amen. I trust you enjoy that. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I trust you can take something that can help you on your Christian walk, on your Christian journey, to keep fighting the battle. Keep pressing on. Keep holding on.
Amen.
The battle is won already.
Amen.
We are in the battle, but the Lord has won the battle.
Yes.
We've read the back of the book.
Amen.
And Jesus Christ has made us victorious. Amen?
Amen.
Let us thank him. Amen. Let us sing 137. There is power in the blood. Amen?
Amen.
Would you be free from your burden of sin?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. There is power in the blood of God. You believe that? Amen?
Amen.
There is power in his blood. And his blood will never lose his power. Amen?
Amen.
It's still powerful today. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
Manifesting himself with us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood. Power in the blood.
Amen.
Would you roll evil victory with? There's wonderful power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
There is power, wonder working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder work in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood.
Hallelujah.
Power in the blood. Come for cleansing to Calvary's time. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power. Yes, Lord. in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be white? Hallelujah! His blood makes us whiter. Power in the blood. Power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you do service for Jesus? Power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live day his praises to sing? Wonderful power in the blood. Oh, there is power, power, wonder working in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.